There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Round the
night. We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls defense continues to struggle. They've lost 3 in a row now after losing in Houston last night, 101-90.
Figure it out. But it's going to be a long year, you know. We just got to keep fighting, and keep finding ways to get better.
That's Joakim Noah. Got to keep fighting and just find ways to get better. And it already is a long year. Again, that's 3 in a row after losing last night in Houston. They're off until Saturday when they play at New Orleans. The Blackhawks are off today. They skate at Winnipeg tomorrow. The Orlando Magic have fired Jack Vaughn, and Scott Skiles is rumored to be a favorite for that job. The Tigers' Victor Martinez has a torn left medial meniscus. He'll undergo surgery on Tuesday. The team is hopeful he'll be ready to start by the start of the season. And PGA play, it's the first round of Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. You know, a favorite place where Tiger likes to play, as 8 wins there. And after his front 9, he is 1 over for the day. Phil Mickelson 1 over after 3. Defending champ Scott Stallings is 2 over after 3. Your leader right now is Nicholas Thompson. He's 4 under. After 9, has a one-shot lead on a handful of players. And then there's rumors of Brandon Marsh to the Ravens. Well, they may heat up this offseason. Over the weekend while in Phoenix and doing work for Showtime inside the NFL, Brandon Marshall interviewed Ravens head coach John Harbaugh and asked him, if I played for you, would you let me continue to do the inside the NFL with Showtime? And Harbaugh said, absolutely, I would. So hopefully Brandon Marshall may have a new home when the season starts. You can read that story at NFL.com. This Scoreboard Update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Join The Score and Keith Van Horn live from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday the 14th from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas, like the all-new Corolla, the all-new Camry, the all-new Toyota Highlander. It's brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Moores and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the Killer Bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
Our buddy Kelly King.
Yes, Kelly King.
Actress, model, Viagra spokesgirl.
Ask your doctor about Viagra.
She's talking about all the Twitter followers that she's gotten from Moores and Bernstein listeners. Boy.
If you could read my inbox.
So she just tweeted, woke up to over 1,600. Thank you, Boris Bernstein. I'm flummoxed. And then she tweets a picture of herself wearing this tiny little Justice League t-shirt that she got from the kids section at Target.
Where am I?
You're at Target.
Yay!
And she says, let's start our own Justice League. Who's in? So Ramblin' Grimace says, count me in.
That was Ramblin' Grimace to the men's room.
And has sent back a picture of the actual Justice League redone as the Boris and Bernstein Justice League. It's got Tanny as Aquaman.
Aquaman, we're back.
It's got Maddie as the Flash. I'm Batman.
He's a guy who takes care of bats. He's a man who's
bats are his focus.
Gas Money Bob is Superman. She is Wonder Woman. Terry's face, I don't even know who that superhero is, but that's great.
I certainly don't know.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't know who that superhero is.
I lost my identity.
Maybe you're Bears football man.
Go Bears!
Martian Manhunter?
Never heard of him.
How could I have never heard of him?
Well, I'll make a name for him.
Yeah, seriously. With your face on Martian Manhunter, we're all good.
All working together for good against evil as the Justice League of America.
8:30.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Oh, man.
Well, you can tell. And by the way, I have not found any Martians yet. I've been looking for just a day.
No, I think he is a Martian. I think Martian Manhunter is the Martian. I think.
I is?
I think.
Okay. I don't know. I never heard of that. I don't know. I just feel cheated. I should be Superman. I just feel horribly cheated and taken advantage of.
No, you don't get to be Superman. It's not that easy.
I guess not. I guess it's not. It's 404 Chicago Sports Radio 670 to Score. Boris and Bernstein talking to you at 312-644-6767. 5 o'clock.
Who are you crapping?
And, you know, like I said, it's not something that just every once in a while is good. We need it good again. And I'm sure the emails are good, decent, right?
Yeah, they usually always are.
Yep. So we need your help, though. We need your help. Let me get back to the NFL for a second. Anyway, just about this entire thing and about whatever they're doing and whatever they're trying to fake their way through, nobody cares. I mean, you could not be a bigger weasel than Roger Goodell. You could not be. And did anybody really give a damn?
No.
No. Of course not. And nobody will. Nobody will. All the things that are going on, all the things that, and there'll be more next year. You got players, by the way, the minute they're set free from a team are out there doing stuff. Punching pizza delivery guys, for the love of God. Because he was in his parking spot for a second to deliver a pie.
I saw that. What is he doing?
I don't know. I mean, immediately. There's like three guys in trouble right away. So but it doesn't matter. I mean, the fans and all who love this game, who love the side things that come with football more than anything anyway, they don't care. I mean, you're wasting your time with this going, oh, I want to do this. Nobody, no. You don't, look, dude, you don't have to be a lying sack of crap to be commissioner. You don't. Because if you tell people the truth, it's okay with them. They're fine. Even if you don't, they don't care.
And for everybody saying, well, if you give money to No More, where does it go? It apparently goes to all the partner brands. These companies. It's so brilliant on their part what they've done. It's absolutely brilliant that they create, and there'll be a month, there'll be an awareness month with the teal color. You're going to start seeing that.
Again.
So the brands have chosen domestic violence and sexual assault as the vessel for their concerns, mm-hmm. and they'll make sure we all care on their terms. The most ingenious part is that whenever a brand has a domestic violence or sexual assault PR disaster on its hands, all they have to do is cozy up to No More. Throw them some money, help out with an ad, their problem solved. Now the brands don't even have to get into the messy business of figuring out which nonprofit to cut a check. They can support No More and say they're supporting everyone while really playing the long game of supporting their own needs. Before you run and hide from the latest on-trend cause celeb, take a moment to think about the logic of what No More is doing. You know why they are doing this? Because it works. Because it makes money. Because we love pretending to care, especially when a brand makes it easier for us to do so by removing the pain, the horror, the darkness, and self-reflection and turning concern for others into products. This is how low our standards are. Gesture toward a good cause, you're practically unassailable. No More gave Roger Goodell and the NFL a cheap and perfect way out of a PR disaster, and we shouldn't be surprised. We do the exact same thing every day when we throw on our Toms, our pink baseball hats, and our latest rubber bracelet of choice, shopping our way into another day with pure hearts and clean consciences. Yeah, it's so obvious. And the fact is, you know, there was a great texter who said, well, you say that it's insulting. Are you insulted enough to stop watching the NFL? No.
No, it's not what we're saying.
No.
It's not what we're saying. That's actually the point. That we don't think anybody is, by any of it. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, that was a rough year for, you know, your commissioner was exposed as a turd. You had all kinds of issues with players and then the lying and then the bad press conferences and then another one at the Super Bowl and everything else that, you know, is lies, lies, lies. And absolutely, absolutely, the game was a monster. The game was always be a monster. There's nothing that's going to happen to the game that's going to stop you from watching it outside of it.
They know it.
Nothing. And they know it. I mean, you don't have to do any of this crap. You can save your pink month of October, too. I mean, please. I mean, oh, my God. You don't have to worry about it. You're the one league that really, I mean, you make this effort. You do this on so many fronts. You're so, oh, yeah, we can't do this. We can't do that. And but you seem to have a unique brand of problems that all occur in 1 year. And the bottom line is you had a terrific Super Bowl. That's all people are talking about, and they're worried about one play. That's the conversation that will go on forever. None of this other stuff. They don't care that Rodgers a turd. Nobody cares. Liar. No. They don't care. And basically refusing to ask questions. Won't even go on NBC. Won't even do that on Super Bowl night. Won't do it. Doesn't have to. Nobody cares. All they care about is what happens on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays. And they're going to look at Thursday night football, by the way. Did a lot of complaint. A lot of wondering about it.
What are you going to do? Look at it, how?
They're looking look at about it giving how? A team an extra week or something
right. When
they do that. And because they felt like, aside from the fact it's just stupid and your body's not recovered, the games were somebody was getting killed every game. The scores were awful. You're not giving them a very good game. If you look at the score. So they're worried about that, trying to figure this out, how to make this fair, how to make this better. And, okay, we'll see what the schedule says. But another monster money maker comes your way.
We got a couple emails in on some of these subjects we're talking about. Regarding the Bulls, Mike says, Derrick Rose said, we're not communicating. So this is critical on defense. When Harden or any decent player drives to the basket, you can sense no one's talking or no one's listening. If the player you're defending beats you, you need to call for help. It's not happening. Either they're tired, lazy, unmotivated, or something. You know what? That's not really what it looks like to me. I know Rose said that. I don't think it's for lack of understanding of who's supposed to be where. I just think it's lack of motivation to get there.
Correct.
I know they go to their buzzwords. They always fall back on their buzzwords.
His is communication.
Right. I'm not buying. It doesn't look like
you're
that.
You're selling
to me.
That. I'm not interested.
I'm not buying because to me this is moving one's feet. It's not saying, "Oh yeah, we didn't practice that enough. I didn't know where I was supposed to be. I didn't know we'd switch that, or we were switching back, or I didn't know I'm supposed to come help and recover." Come on, they know. They absolutely know.
Well, first of all, you know immediately if he's got somebody, you better figure out where you got to be to catch that guy because he ain't stopping him. He's coming your way quickly. That's kind of what I saw last night. Like, oops, wait, where'd he go? He's over here, kind of. I mean, no, it's not communication.
I was in front of him.
I was there.
Most of the time.
No, I'm not there.
No, not there so much.
Yeah, come on.
Nope.
He's got to tell somebody, you get him.
This question from Jeff, who says, with the addition of a new GM and a new veteran coaching staff, do you feel it's at all possible that the Bears can get the first year on a new team type of production discipline from Marshall this year if they end up keeping him? Has he ever been through an overhaul from the top down at his previous failed stops? Well, I mean, anything is possible. I just think you look at the history, and to me, it's the whole idea of saddling all these new, fresh, unspoiled Bears with an old issue. Why?
There's no good reason to bother. No. You're not winning anything. You're not going anywhere. Nothing like that is happening. I want to get somebody else who's ready, who's fast. I'd like to find that just for fun. Maybe you can find that somewhere. Maybe you can't. But no, there's no, I don't care what a veteran coaching staff does. I'm not interested in having him around. I don't think he's good for the whole thing. I don't. And there's no point to it in any way, shape, or form.
I just think the return is such that, you know, why you don't.
For what?
You don't need it.
No, for what? You're not winning anything. Like, oh, yeah, you got the big numbers. Yeah, okay. All right. And they've led to what? I mean, it doesn't, that's not an issue this year. There's a bigger picture here that they're trying to put together than worry about some creepy wide receiver. I think there's bigger issues that you have to think about than worrying about him. To me, that's an easy issue.
I think that's a simple one. Yep. And I would just love to see some shifty, speedy wideouts where you're throwing to guys on the run. What's happened to the Bears, because they have all the same receiver.
Yes, they do.
You end up throwing to a guy who's standing with his back to the goal line. How often do you see, and I just love to see the opportunity for Jay Cutler to throw to a guy on the move.
Yep.
With a chance to do something instead of reverse pivoting every time. Now, that's the kind of thing where other teams, you've got different angles. You've got the offense operating in different areas of the field in different ways. Get some speed. Get some guys that can move a little bit. They have to understand that. I think there are enough people around the team that they get it.
I think they do.
I hope so.
I think they do.
Well, I mean, we don't know, but we can.
I think they understand. Look, you got guys out there. If you wanted to spend a little bit and just kind of look forward a little bit and not so much worried about this year, there's some guys out there that can run that are available. Randall Cobb is out there. Talk about hitting the guy on a run, the guy that's quick and fast and finding his way through secondaries and to hitting him in stride.
That's the kind of thing we're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I agree.
I mean, I'm not interested in this old turd. I'm done with him. So I've got plenty of options.
And not yet. We don't. We haven't seen what those actual options are.
No, but I mean, I've got plenty of options moving forward. I don't need him. I could find a receiver. There's one for agency if you want one. If you desperately need one, if you say, I don't think this draft's going to give me what I want, or I don't see it on the roster. I mean, you could do that. I don't know if it's really what you wanted, but you could. You could. I mean, there's guys that, and I know, you know, I said when Randall Cobb was drafted, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Well, we didn't say it, however, about Jordy Nelson, even though he was a second-round pick.
I never saw him. I never saw him in college. I never saw him. I saw enough of Randall Cobb to go, uh-oh. I did not see Jordy Nelson. I did not know. That's a 0-2. That's a 0-2, that guy. But see, that's a whole different thing when you're talking about them, and it's very possible somewhere else, maybe Randall Cobb isn't that good. I don't know, because that system and that quarterback are pretty damn good. Maybe somewhere else.
In Westmont, Otto is on the score. Hi, Otto.
If you could play general manager Pace, would you right now trade Brandon Marshall straight up for Steve Smith Sr.?
Well, a trade for anything, and I would just waive him. I mean, if I can get anything in a trade, I would do it. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, anything in a trade is fine.
Yeah, there's somebody out there, a willing partner, sure. Maybe somebody is. Good luck. Maybe somebody is. Hmm. Well, you got till March to think about it. You got a whole month here. Look around, see what the interest level is. But you're right, you got two of the same guy. Jeffrey sort of proved to me this year he can do it. You know, he can set himself up, position him, see himself from a cornerback, and get the ball.
Yeah, and
he can do the same thing.
And the other issue is that Martellus Bennett is very similar in that regard too.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not lacking for that. Oh, we just had that. You're not lacking for it. We got big receivers.
Well. I just don't know.
I don't know what's in the draft, small and quick. I haven't thought about it.
I like the kid from Duke. I just don't think that
the kid from Duke.
I really do. I generally don't like Duke players because they're generally bad. But I that's small and shifty and versatile and hostile.
Okay.
Westside Chris, welcome to WSCR.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I see you guys have moved on from the Bulls, man. But I just got one more nail in the coffin, man. And that is, Tibbs is his own worst enemy. That if he played those guys, man, he could limit the minutes of his starting five by stretching out his bench a little longer. And he can more than patch up that black hole that's he's not getting any offense from with Gibson. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a firm believer that he has more than enough weapons on that bench that will supplement what he's not getting from that starting five. And I hang up and I listen to you guys.
Yeah, Chris, thanks. He nobody had any excess minutes last night, normal, and some below. He didn't do that, and he doesn't want to lengthen the bench. I don't, you know, that's probably not making Garpax real happy either. I mean, you're not. This isn't working. This isn't working as presently constituted. If I'm a coach, and Mirotić, he looked like he left the planet last night, didn't he? Wandered around. What's he doing? I mean, I just think that you have this problem with this guy that once you make a mistake or two or some little something happens in a game, you're back sitting on the bench.
The punishment. It's the punishment for trailing in a game. You're going to stay out there, or hey, I don't like what you're doing today. Yeah. Come here and sit next to me.
Yeah, I don't like it. I look at this. I say, for the love of God, it's early February. Let somebody else play, because how could it hurt? How could this possibly make your defense any worse than it is?
I don't know.
Nobody stops the ball. Nobody inside is a threat to you. Noah doesn't get there often enough, and they go. Push comes to shove, the big guys will take care of him too. I mean, that's not like, oh, yeah, he gets there. No, you're not. The big guys take care of him. He's not a problem. Push him out of the way, too. So I don't get it. I mean, let the magnificent beard on the floor. How's that going to hurt you?
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Dallas Cowboy Joseph Randle is back in the news, and there is no way I can let that guy skate. Bad news, Joe. People notice anything a cowboy does. And people really notice when they see two of the worst words that you ever want to see in a headline: arrested again. And people really notice when it's a cowboy who gets arrested again, and they recall what you did the first time you were arrested. Namely, shoplifting Fruit of the Loom and English leather. What I'm saying is, noted underwear and musk bandit Joe Randle has now been arrested twice in 4 months. And why don't we just take a walk back to October and remember what he said at that time? Quote, "I've never gotten in any kind of trouble in my whole life. This is just something I'll have to learn from and move forward." End quote. In a word, Joe, Calvin Klein's and Cool Water are not free. I'm Jim Rome.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Dale Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse Restaurant Week menu is second to none, with a spectacular $22 lunch menu and a four-course $44 dinner menu that includes your entree choice of filet mignon, salmon filet, smoked pork chop, or filet medallions. Visit DaleFriscos.com to see their full event menu. This is a great week to experience their famous Oak Street location in the historic Esquire Theater building.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Hey guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight deliveries guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the score sent.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Torres and Bernstein, top of the hour, who you crapping comes your way. Just talked about a variety of things, including the Bulls and the NFL. And just really, you know, I mean, when you talk about all the problems this league has, really in the mind of its fans and others, they don't care. They don't care. It doesn't stop them in the least. It's not affecting the NFL in any way, shape, or form where it comes to money. I think they did okay with this Super Bowl, don't you?
And for all the stuff that everybody is pointing out here regarding Brandon Marshall and this quote-unquote... And it was in... I don't know why this is sort of breaking out, because it was in the Trib this morning about him asking John Harbaugh about whether or not he would let him do inside the NFL. How do you think Trestman would react as offensive coordinator of the Ravens? What do you think his response... His response would be,
okay.
Well, really?
Well, the head coach has said okay. Yeah. The head coach says, okay, what are you going to do? You're going to fight with him? First of all, he's on borrowed time anyway. You know this doesn't last, right? This doesn't.
Pressman?
Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no. Not at
Brandon
all. Not at
Brandon
all.
Brandon ran the wrong. Brandon's job was to go down the middle.
Brandon ran the wrong. No, he didn't. I can't say that. Brandon ran the wrong.
Brandon ran the wrong. Brandon was.
Ran a red light, maybe, but that's.
George and Naperville, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. I have a little different view on the Brandon Marshall thing. I think a lot of the you guys, a lot of the members of the sports media have kind of reached a conclusion that he's not worth the effort. But I think that I think his performance on the field, even this year when he was clearly injured and the offense was sputtering, really is, I mean, he's probably the best receiver, had the best 3 years of any receiver in Chicago
history. Don't worry about the past. Don't be concerned about the past. Be concerned about the fact that at 31, with an increasing number of injuries and redundancies at what he does on your roster right now, and the cap savings and the cash savings, it's a very difficult argument to construct, especially for a team that isn't expected to do anything next year. You're not in your window anymore.
No, I get that, but I also think that some of this off-the-field stuff and some of the, you know, because, I mean, the guy's just a, you know, he's just a goof when it comes to the way he comports himself and a lot
he's
of the
more
things
than
he
a goof.
Said.
He's a no. dangerous goof.
Well, it's not just a goof. Again, this is a guy with a violent history against this women. This is not just ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, but that hasn't been the case the last few years. That was before, and I'm not saying that you forget that.
You're either somebody capable of that or you are not.
So you're not, you don't think that his mental chemical issues.
I don't buy any of that.
Yeah, read about it sometime. See what the real story is on that. So no, it's not a no.
No. Short answer, no.
No. I guess we do differ on that, eh?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, get out of the home penalty box and score with a Chicago Wolves fan four pack. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
They're playing hard, they play well. There's not a lot of room, not a lot of space, not a lot of time. Knowing that going into that game against them, you know, you can't be distracted and where you have to go to be successful, and that's to the front of the net.
Blackhawks head coach Joel Quenneville talking about the team's next opponent. They're off today. They skate at Winnipeg tomorrow. The Bulls have lost three in a row. They're off until Saturday when they play at New Orleans. The Magic have fired Jacques Vaughn, and Scott Skiles is rumored to be a favorite for that job. The Tigers' Victor Martinez is a torn left medial meniscus. He will undergo surgery on Tuesday. The team is hopeful he'll be ready to start by the season. PGA play, it's first run action. The Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. They're delayed earlier, but they're off and running right now. And your co-leaders are Nicholas Thompson and Brooks Koepka. Koepka won last week out in Phoenix. They're both 5-under after 10 and 11 holes. Tiger was even through 10 and just had a double bogey on 11. So he's 2-over now. Phil Mickelson, 2-over after 5. Your defending champ, Scott Stallings, is 3-over after 4. And you heard the fellas talking about Brandon Marshall, a possible trade, maybe a move to Baltimore and get reunited with Dr. Death. Well, he was interviewing John Harbaugh over the weekend at the Super Bowl for Inside the NFL for Showtime. And he asked John Harbaugh, if I came and played for you, would I be allowed to continue doing the show Inside the NFL? So I guess, I don't know, maybe we can extrapolate from that. And has he been told by John Fox or Ryan Pace that he's not going to be allowed to do it?
I don't
Since
know what
he's asking John Harbaugh. Hey, you know, if I play for you, would I still be able to do it there?
You know, I haven't been able to figure out what kind of communication has even been with him. I have not been told.
Well, anyway, he interviewed John Harbaugh for Inside the NFL and asked him, if I played for you, would I be able to do the show? And Harbaugh said, yeah, absolutely. You can read that story about Brandon Marshall and John Harbaugh on the Ravens at NFL.com. Also, if I were you, I would take some time to go back and look through Dr. Death and his time as the Bears head coach.
His toolbox.
And the Bears have a new running backs coach. They have just announced they've hired Stan Drayton.
Oh, yes, Stan Drayton. He was recently
at Ohio State.
Yeah, I was saying they were going to hire him.
I know, your whole time.
Oh, my God, yeah. I was on that right away.
That Stan Drayton pennant you've been waving around?
Yeah, Stan Drayton inside info.
Last 4 years Drayton, right? With Ohio Drayton. State. Drayton. Yeah. Stan Drayton.
Is it Drayton or Drayton? How would you say it?
I don't know.
Like, how do you say Dunleavy? Do you say Dunleavy or Dunleavy?
Dunleavy.
You don't say Dunleavy?
No.
Oh. Just asking for a friend. This scoreboard update is brought to
you'll have your chance.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Barry Manilow, and I love Barry Manilow, too. He's at the United Center.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day tickets are available through Ticketmaster, and if you guys haven't got me a V-Day gift yet, it's an idea right there for you guys. Hello? Is this thing on or still?
I mean, see, but that would include me leaving the house.
No, you don't have to go. Just give me tickets.
Just get him tickets.
As a gift.
I've already seen Barry Manilow live, in fact.
I've seen Barry Manilow before.
Okay, I've seen him dead.
Before and after.
Yeah, he was with... who was our guy at the Super Bowl in Houston that was dead in that movie with Adam Sandler? Burt Reynolds.
Our guy at the Super Bowl who was dead.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds.
We get a chance next year to make somebody else dead.
I hope so. I really hope that we do. That would be great.
Oh, we will.
I really hope so. Hey, join the score at Twin Peaks in Wheeling tomorrow from 9 to 10 p.m. for a Coors Light the Lamp appearance. Come on out to Shoot the Puck for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Best Buy and other great prizes from Coors Light. Coors Light, the official beer of the NHL. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So this is the official release from the Bears. They have reached an agreement with Stan Drayton to become the team's running backs coach. 22 years of coaching experience, the last four with the Ohio State Buckeyes. In addition, the Bears informed running backs coach Skip Pete that he will not return to the club's coaching staff. Would you have to say that?
To Skip Pete.
When you hired somebody to fill his position, I think that's kind of...
That's why you should never be named Skip.
Why?
Because then they Skip Pete. I would never say I don't want that.
This is Leo in Naperville. You're on the score.
Hey, guys. Just a comment about Roger Goodell and the NFL. You know, it struck me when I was watching Super Bowl, most likely the more to the point during the halftime, that the NFL, with all the issues this year and seeing Goodell, how he insulated himself with those issues, it just feels like the NFL is becoming more and more like the IOC in the Super Bowl, like this event of like the opening Olympics. Yep. And, you know, no matter what kind of scandal they do, people are going to tune into that event.
Yeah, it doesn't bother them.
I think the IOC comparison is really good. I think it's really good.
Yeah, the IOC is a bunch of scoundrels and dirty bastards, too.
And rub your nose in it and throw grandiose parties for themselves.
Oh,
and
are you kidding?
And really, that's the NFL, because none of us are going to tune away, they can do it.
Yeah, there's all sorts of issues and things and you know, a lot of concern about the CBS is concerned about Thursday night because the games all sucked and they want to know if they can do this to help. I mean, all this stuff and the concussions and all the other. I think he had one in the Super Bowl that was pretty much ignored. And I just don't, you know, there's no collapse of this yet. There's no path where I see, oh, yeah, it's just a little catch up with him. No, it won't. No, there's too much. There's too much that's around this sport. There's too much that's around this league. So if you want to hire that guy and leave that guy as your company, you're fine. You're fine. He takes care of it, doesn't he? Lies, sweats. So, I mean, I think they're bulletproof. They really are.
If this year didn't take him down, if this season didn't topple a commissioner, nothing can.
Nothing will. Nope.
Nothing will.
That's correct.
Not to mention the self investigations by handpicked cronies.
That's right. That's
a
beauty.
And then when you dare ask about a conflict of interest, you're belittled.
Yep.
It really is quite something.
Yep.
Oh, we've investigated and we've found nothing. Yep. No, everything's fine. No worries.
I think the numbers were all fine for all the playoff games. I think we're really, you know, really good. And then a Super Bowl with a record number, which I expect it was going to be anyway. But, I mean, hell. And then you look back and you say, man, that was a tough year. Well, maybe you think it was, but I bet it wasn't a tough year at the cash register. You're right. It was a tough year for some. But not for the NFL.
So you sold a few fewer Adrian Peterson jerseys?
Yeah.
A few fewer Ray Rice jerseys?
Yep.
But after all the press conferences and all the columns and everything else, it essentially is status quo.
Yeah. And look, the guy tells him he hit her. And of course, he denies that now, but Ray Rice said it. Yeah, I told him. Because he knew you could see the tape. Yeah, I told him. What does he do? No, two games. I mean, he is... you know, because I think somebody asked him during a press conference, wasn't it a question to the effect, do you think you earned your $40 million or whatever it was? He didn't pause. Yes.
Got some breaking business news here, too, that shouldn't surprise anybody. Radio Shack has filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, I saw the story today. Yeah.
And will sell up to 2,400 stores. And that was after they had a Super Bowl ad last year, right?
Yep.
Making fun of themselves?
Mm-hmm.
It's not so funny now when you're closing 2,400 stores.
Not so funny now.
That's really not, it's not all that funny.
Not so funny now.
Oh, look, we're outdated and people don't like our products. Yeah. We're closed.
Do you think they'd rather have that $4 million or however much it was last year?
I was going to say, right? Because you have a liquidation sale at some point, like you blew $4 million on a Super Bowl ad. And that's just to run it, let alone to make it. With all the D-list celebrities and Hulk Hogan and Mary Lou Retton and everybody. And, oh, boy. Well.
Oh, boy.
Boris and Bernstein, who are you crapping at 5 on the score?
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone in your life just how much they mean to you by purchasing them a star in the sky, courtesy of Your Star Forever, for just $9. That's 70% off. This meaningful gift includes a personalized message, photo, and YouTube video. Need a gift idea for the man in your life? Get him a cigar from StogieBoys.com. For just $30, you'll get 5 Maduro and 5 Natural Toro-sized cigars. Take advantage of these Valentine's Day deals at offers.cbslocal.com.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio AdSense or Facebook and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at NewYearSweepstakes.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com, JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today. Teens today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 Seconds of Glory. Record your own 10 Seconds of Glory by downloading the free Audio Roadshow app for your smartphone. Today's question is...
what will be the next fascinating thing to come out of Tim Beckman's mouth?
I'm still waiting for the first fascinating thing to come out of his mouth.
It will be his slogan for the media. Man, media act nice today.
We want to make Who You Crappin' a listenable segment again. We need to all be in this together. I believe one day we could be on the same level as Bomb of the Week.
This has been your 10 Seconds of Glory on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Why?
Wow. That's a great question.
Hey, can I get a ruling on something?
Yeah.
I meant to mention this earlier. This is sort of an impromptu, am I a bad guy kind of thing, but it's...
Oh, I know the answer, but go ahead.
No, it's you may not. I need a ruling on this, and it sort of gets back to all that we've been talking about with the... infections and germs and all that. Mm-hmm. So I'm at the grocery store yesterday, as I always am. And on the way out, I had a few items and I'm paying. And the bagger is so sick as to be disgustingly sick. Okay. Mm-hmm. Coughing, wiping her nose on her sleeve.
Oh, God.
Big, and a red nose. Just, you know, like snuffling and coughing, and she's grabbing every single item I'm about to bring home to my house and bagging it. Her hands all over everything. And we know that really that's how the common cold gets spread. It's by contact. It's not generally airborne. It's right. Contact. There was a single item that came out of my basket that wasn't just absolutely manhandled by this walking Petri dish, who then put everything in these bags and offered them to me.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, first of all, a manager shouldn't have that person there at a store touching people's food.
No.
Right?
That should be the job where if you don't feel well, that should be an easy answer.
This wasn't just I don't feel well. This was gross.
Yeah. Well, so same thing. Yes,
this
I
is... and just looking awful, cold sweats, the whole thing. And so I immediately went over there. They got the Purell the sheets at the front. And I go over and I wipe down my hands. I grab a sheet to hold each of these plastic bags. And then I realized when I get home that I'm going to have to like sanitize my hands after I unpack all the groceries. And even then, got to wait for I don't know however many hours it takes for those germs to live on everything that was touched. But I did say something to the manager. I said, you know, it's kind of nasty. And somebody who's that sick. And I understand people need the work and they got to work their shifts. And that's how they get their money. And it's not like if you get money for not working. Believe me, I get it. But don't be touching food, right?
Agreed.
Right or wrong?
Yeah.
No, that's right. Tanny's laughing
that's
at me.
Right.
Well, you know, I used to work for a grocery store, and yeah, that, you're dead on. Back in the day, they used to give you enough sick days where you shouldn't have to come in.
Right.
I know for part-timers, sometimes it's different. Maybe sometimes you have to work, but
yeah,
like you
Carrie
said.
Worked at one. I didn't think that was overly.
Yeah, like you said, though, they should see that and be like, you know what? We'll give you credit for working today. Just, you know, go home, get better, and don't come back until you're good.
Right.
Yeah, it was so bad. It
common
looked
damn
so
sense.
Bad. I mean, just that's the kind of thing where, and I'm more of a germaphobe than others. I understand that, but
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's right. I mean, I don't, you know, I haven't run into that, but I've seen people before that I can't quite believe they worked on that day, because even if you're not that sick where you're touching people's food, there are other people around you. Don't bring it to everybody. Just stay home.
Well,
there are sick days.
Well, like George Carlin said, your body needs germs to practice on. That's so like you're good.
He said he swam in the Hudson River as a kid. That's why he never got sick, right? Yeah, but that's sort of what the anti-vaxxers say. Well, we're going to make our kids stronger by possibly killing them. Well, sure, one of these diseases might kill my child. Isn't that what the vaccine is for? Practicing? Correct. They don't seem to understand that. They say, well, how are you gonna be a strong person with a strong system if you don't expose yourselves to these once eradicated diseases like polio and smallpox?
Oh, boy. Well, we straightened that out today.
That guy.
We straightened that out today.
That dude's a stud, man.
Yeah, he is.
I actually, when Maddie showed me his name and showed me his credentials, mm-hmm. I actually laughed. Because it seems like the guy you would make up.
Yep. I read it. Holy crap. Yep. That's the thing. Right. That's a hammer coming for you.
Yeah. Some thoughts on Roger Goodell here from Bill on Capitol Hill. He said, you guys may be right that the sun never sets on Goodell's empire, but I wouldn't bet on it entirely. Yes, Goodell fought through the Rice scandal, but the fact that it was an earth-shaking scandal in the first place is illustrative. In what other line of work can the all-too-common thuggishness of one star reach all the way to the uneasy head that wears the crown? And Goodell's arrogance has surpassed ordinary hubris. He increasingly looks like someone who's about to appoint his horse as proconsul. And in doing so, he's pissed off members of the media, many of whom work outside the captive beat, and who knows how many federal regulatory types. Recall what happened when then-obscure IRS agent Jeff Nowitzki decided he didn't like the cut of Balco's jib?
I do.
His single-minded revolt is still toppling kingdoms. No, Rome's still burning, and I, for one, hope that Goodell just keeps on fiddling.
I think it's a very, 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 very slow burn.
Yeah, you could be right, but...
Very, very slow.
Yeah, I don't think this is something where all of a sudden there's some sort of smoking gun that says now he's got to go. Like, if he survived that, if he survived that onslaught where everybody believed he had to go, except him.
Except him. That's right. Why are you still here? Why are you still here?
Well, why shouldn't I be?
That's right. That's what he said. I mean, you survived this year, and you make the mistakes he did, and you made it more than once, you're gold. You're set. And besides that, the fact that, you know, he's buddy-buddy with one of the most powerful owners of them all, and Bob Kraft, they're buddy-buddy-buddy. They're not, you know, they're never going to get that through Bob Kraft. And, I mean, he's got allies, too. You say, oh, okay, let's sit down and think about this, and we're going to fire this guy.
Mm-mm.
No, that's not going to happen.
I got a tweet here from John. It says, Bernstein, why did you get in that checkout line in the first place? Was there only one cashier? I wasn't really looking until I was going over and sliding my card and seeing that she was coughing and harumphing and wiping her nose. And I took one look. I go, oh God, great. No, I'm not. Usually I'm really good. I like to pride myself at scouting the checkout lines, because you can see if it's going to be the old lady with a little change purse or somebody who's going to actually be like writing a check.
What
I mean? I'm pretty good at that. It's like, remember the scene in Up in the Air when George Clooney's character is explaining to Anna Kendrick's character how to get us in a security line? Remember that scene where he's like, you always want to get behind like the Japanese businessmen or something like that, the people who you know are professional travelers? And that's, I'm pretty good at that at the grocery store. Because then you get like a really confused guy who doesn't know how to sign, like using an actual pen on the signature thing.
I've been doing this on Saturdays. I used to, for years I did it on my little thing on Sundays, right? I did it early Sunday morning when the place was empty. And we've been doing it on Saturdays now because my Sundays are busier and I get other things to do. So I do it on Saturdays. I'm telling you, if you were looking for the world's largest collection of weirdos, and every one of them in that store, there's something wrong with them. And I don't care where you're running to, whether it's the aisles, the checkout counter, wherever it is, it doesn't matter.
You're saying the Saturday shoppers?
Insanely weird, yes. Weird as hell. And there are a lot of crazy old women in there. A lot of them.
So you don't get any of the hot babes?
No.
Oh, see, the produce department always has the hot moms.
I get
there.
The crazy old woman. Just something wrong with her. She's talking to herself, and then, I don't know what she's doing. She got 4,000 coupons.
Oh, that's the worst.
Dude, it is, I never ran into this on Sundays, because I very early got done, and that's it. I never ran into it.
And Saturdays is bad.
Oh, Lord.
I love the sociology, too. When you see what somebody has, like, 3 1.5-liter bottles of, like, Skol vodka. Right, like the least expensive vodka, which is like, and like a lot of it. And then nothing but like the same Lean Cuisine stuffed pepper. And like 10 boxes of that.
Yeah.
You're thinking like, well, that's like it. And then you picture them sort of like going home and they open up and there's nothing but that vodka and that particular Lean Cuisine item.
I try to scout out the lane, you know, my check out lane and all that too. I do. I try to scout, and there most times there's only a couple, 3 open at the most. And I'm not having much luck because the ones I thought were the creepiest and the weirdest are in every line in front of me. Every line. And I'm telling you, there's just something wrong with them. And I don't know what it is. They're goofy. They talk to themselves. And they didn't want to sign this thing. They're writing checks. And she said, and they're in the aisles in your way, standing there daydreaming. I mean, get the hell out of that. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. But it's not necessarily all old people.
Don't be sorry.
No, not necessarily all. It just kind of proves I hate humanity. And see, that's a bad thing.
Has someone lied to you? Has someone misled you? Has someone told you a half-truth, a complete falsehood, or engaged in an act of verbal hypocrisy?
Hey, buddy!
If so, now's your chance to expose that person.
Hey, buddy.
312-644-6767.
Hey, buddy.
The lines are open. It is that time for...
Who you crapping?
Because it's Thursday at 5, and we're Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Little Valentine's Day secret, available only at Pajamagram.com. I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance, but let me tell you, they're made especially for play. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek and also give you easy access. And just like you, they're always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me. Love me. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at Pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap, and Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the story.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.